Well, we know that nearly one-third of all American adults are family caregivers, which means that many of your listeners currently are caring for a senior loved one or other family member in some capacity.
What's going on? Is it the baby boomer generation that's moving into that time of life?
Yes.
Stresses aside for just a moment, what are some of the common responsibilities, the common chores that caregivers have?
You know, I think that those who are in this position, they don't realize how much they're doing. It's from when they wake up. We've got many family members right now that are responsible from the moment they wake up and getting their loved one ready for the day, medication reminders, making sure that they're on track with their medications, making sure that they're provided nutritious meals that fit with their diet restrictions, getting them showered and dressed, and then it's lunchtime, and then what doctor's appointments are thrown in there that they need to get them to. Making sure that they are comfortable and safe throughout the day, and maybe toileting and all aspects of personal care. And they're trying to raise a family, hold a career, and they have so many things going on, including the stressors and all of the requirements of caring for their loved one.
You know, a couple of years ago, I got a new puppy. That was tough enough. I had to run home a couple of times a day to, you know, take care of everything.
Right.
And I can't imagine how somebody does this and balances their professional life, their personal life.
Right, exactly. You think of what it takes to be able to stay in your own home and thrive there, and there are just so many components that one doesn't even think of that goes into that.
And this must be completely amplified if the loved one, parent's relative is going through Alzheimer's, some form of dementia.
Exactly. Or post-stroke or diabetes or some other complication on top of just the normal natural aging process.
Is it possible without, in those cases, to do that without professional intervention?
You know, I think it definitely is possible. I think that people are, I know that people are doing it out there today and they're doing it very successfully. But what we do see day in and day out is the stress, whether it be physical or emotional tolls that it is taking on them that they're not always aware of. And so I think that it's important to find that balance. And obviously, depending on the amount of assistance your loved one needs, making sure that that family caregiver isn't taking too much of a stress out on their body and their mind. Oftentimes we see a husband and a wife scenario, and the wife or the husband is the primary caregiver for the other. And let's say it's a wife, she's caring for her husband, and her husband is really, really not able to do any of his daily tasks, and she is putting all of her energy into that, and soon she starts to decline more rapidly than he does. And that's something that we see very frequently.
Yeah, you mentioned physical and emotional tolls. Mm-hmm. Let's go through those. Physical to begin with.
Yeah, you bet. You know, whenever there is a family member in a caregiving situation, there is the potential for a dangerous condition called caregiver distress, which could put caregivers at risk for heart disease, diabetes, and other physical, when we talk about emotional depression and psychological concerns that they could definitely develop. Not having enough help when caring for a loved one can leave them feeling alone, can lead to financial problems, can influence a poor diet, lack of exercise, poor sleep patterns.
How do you know if you're ready to tackle something like this?
You know, I don't know that you do. I think that so many people are just thrown into the situation where they have to just step up and do it. And I think that oftentimes that is what leads to a person not realizing that they are overwhelmed and overdoing it because it's just something they have to do. And they just, all of a sudden one day something happens, mom has a fall, and you're just on it. You're just doing your job as a daughter or a son.
I think some of us are more giving than others.
I think that obviously it takes an extreme amount of patience. And I've heard sons and daughters say, I never knew I was such a patient person. And they do. They feel like it's just what they need to do. And they didn't know that they had it in them until the moment arose where they had to just do it.
But then the stresses that come with this, I would assume people tend to push it down, you know, not complain about it so much. And that can't be healthy.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's why Home Instead Senior Care wanted to launch a campaign, the Family Caregiver Stress Relief Campaign. Just to be a resource to those out there that are family caregivers, to offer a Are You a Caregiver quiz, a family caregiver distress assessment, so that folks can go on the website and really just dig around at their leisure and look for information to help them even maybe recognize if they are or aren't a caregiver and what tools are being taken.
Tell us about the stress assessment.
The stress assessment helps caregivers determine their risk for distress and potential serious physical and emotional conditions. So it's a free tool that is available on the website.
Denise, do you think the genders deal with these stresses differently?
I do. You know, typically you see daughters that are really willing to step up. I think that sons have a little bit more difficult time, but absolutely, that's not always the case. But with that being said, women report more psychological distress than men. I think certain caregivers are definitely more vulnerable to caregiver distress, and those tend to be the female caregivers. Hmm. I don't know if that's because they take on more, or more of those one-third of Americans are females, but it does tend to affect them more. Sons and daughters do get to a point where they're maybe reaching out for help, not necessarily because they feel like they need it for their physical and emotional distress, but they feel more like I realize I'm starting to become impatient with my loved one, and I know that's not fair, and it doesn't feel good for me, and it's not fair for them, and I need help because of that.
How do the pros deal with these sorts of stresses? It's got to be a tough job if you're paid to do it, much less doing it for free.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that they really look for support from other professional caregivers and support groups that they can attend. A lot of them like to keep a journal and write their thoughts and just really be expressive of what they deal with, whether it be through writing or talking with others who are involved in that.
And do you think the professional caregiving industry is ready for this influx of senior citizens?
I do. You know, obviously, it's got to be a special person to take care of a senior and provide that assistance. When you look at professional caregivers, I know at Home Instead, we look for the best of the best. We look for those that are just born with that passion to serve others. It's something that you can't be taught. It's got to be compassion that is deep inside and patience, and it certainly takes a special someone. And I think with that being said, definitely in this day and age, it's more challenging to come by that perfect individual, but it's so very important. And there are a lot of great caregivers out there, and I do feel confident that there are enough and we're ready to step up and take on that challenge of the growing senior population.
Okay, so if somebody out there is listening and this is kind of ringing a bell that life is getting a little tough, maybe a little overwhelming, and they want to find out more about this program, how can they do so?
They can go to familycaregiverstressrelief.com. Education and having resources is the most important tool and knowledge that one could have.
And it's not rare. It's not unusual. You're not a selfish jerk if you're feeling these emotions.
No, exactly. And that's people often have a hard time with those exact feelings. They feel guilty. And no, it is not uncommon. And it's most important to get help before a crisis does happen, either with their loved one or themselves physically or emotionally.
Denise Kruger of Home Instead Senior Care in Missoula, thanks a lot for stopping by.
Thank you.